Amitators, episode 348 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. That's me, your host, Doug Culp. I got these wired earbuds from Fry's. It was the last pair they had, and the price had just gone down by half. They were like $20. A really good price for a solid set of earbuds. But they've got this microphone spot, and there's like a single button. But the wire is also one of those flat wires. I don't know what to think about those. I like the braided ones. But the flat one, it's like almost a dare. Like, you can't break me. You can't break me. I'm like, well, talk to me again in 3 years and see if I've broken you. Wire. Went to the dollar store. Got some groceries. I'll be good on food for a week or two, $20. But, so I was gonna get crackers to go along with my, tuna and soups and chili and just other stuff where I'm like, yeah, it'd be good with crackers. And I was trying to get the townhouse type, like the kind that are kind of long, and so you can fit a little more on there, but they're still about as wide as the Ritz. And in the dollar store, and I was like, I could get these crackers, which were saltines, just in, you know, the individual sleeves, and then I go, wait a minute, Saladitas, I remember that brand, and the way it looks on the pictures, it looks like an extended out, like longer cracker. Well, the thing with Saladitas is, they come in sheets, and you know that place in every saltine cracker that's like extended out a little bit as if maybe it was connected to a different saltine cracker before. Well, these sheets of crackers are just that. It's like, here's a sheet of crackers, break it up yourself. You fucking break it up. It gives me memories of graham crackers and mainly graham crackers. But what a weird trick to be like, well, we're gonna cut labor on the individual chopping of the saltines so that we can get these crackers out to them at a slightly cheaper price. They're buying them at the 99-cent only store, so it's pretty cheap. But is it worth the hassle of busting out a sheaf of crackers to make into individual crackers? I don't know. I think I'd pay the extra 20 cents next time to be like, look, just fucking give me some crackers, snack on them, and see what's what. If you are listening to this on Friday, which is today, hit me up on Twitter at Yamatat, Yamatat. Also at Dougathan, Dougathan to ask about a stand-up comedy show, a free stand-up comedy show I'm doing tomorrow. That's right, everybody. Gonna do some stand-up from the van tomorrow, and it has to do with this company. There's like a guy who's got a lot of connections to this, to like wineries and stuff. It's because it's what he's been like studying and working in for years and years. And he used to do a bunch of in-person tastings. And now that that's kind of over for now because of COVID, I think he just did a search on LinkedIn and was like, comedian. I'm comedian, that's my top descriptor. So he got in contact with me and two other comics, and we are going to be doing jokes while people are drinking wine. It's all on Zoom and it's all free. But yeah, tomorrow's going to be like a pilot. Could be like, okay, how did this go? Could we do this every week, every month? What does everybody think? So that'll be fun. It's gonna be paid. I don't know if it'll be paid this first time, but hopefully the times after, where there's actual tickets and actual like wine going out to the people who are gonna watch it. We'll see how that pans out. Could be a very fun gig. Seven and a half minutes in, huh? Well, I charged the portable battery with my car battery last night, which was interesting because I was like, I want to charge stuff off of this portable battery so I'm not putting stress on the car battery every day. But charging up the portable battery, I think, took a lot of car battery. Anyway, I was still able to start the car and drive it, which is good because that'll rejuvenate the battery. Meanwhile, I'm working with a 80% full battery, which is cool because I get to keep saying battery. I want to see how I would do. Maybe in Slab City, maybe in like one of the ghost towns that's still around, to at the very, very least walk into, if it's a ghost town anyway, walk into one of the empty houses and just be like, guess I'll set myself up here for the night. Find a place for the solar panel to get the most sunlight and then just see if that works. Apparently there's a ghost town for sale right now for like $1.5 million. And there's eight people that live there. And there's a bar. I think there might be like a general store, and then that's it. Like, shit, man. Sounds pretty bleak. Pretty bleak. But as we've seen with COVID, everyone stays inside most of the time anyway. And that kind of just became a new way of life pretty quickly. I love, 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 love how many businesses have been like, oh shit, How much we've been spending in overhead just to have people sit in here when they could have been doing this from home. There's so many fucking jobs where you can just do it from remotely, from remote access point. There's a lot of jobs that I'm sure I could do from right here in the van with my phone, which is also a computer. I could also bust out the laptop. What I'm getting at is, I need you to hire me. If you're listening to this and you have a business or you know someone who has a business, I need to get hired. I'm on Indeed.com and LinkedIn all fucking day, every day. I mean, except when I'm recording this podcast. But I just need work, you know. Oh, man. I'm tired because I've lost a lot of water. From it being so fucking damn hot. Hasn't been as fucking damn hot as the fucking damn hottest days in summer. But still fucking damn hot. So fucking damn hot that I woke up sweating. And also having to like piss so bad. And not having easy access to a restroom is a hindrance, isn't it? Just a shitty way to live life. That's why I keep trying to get out of this situation and let capitalism float me to the okay space, to the, you're all right, you're doing okay, money-wise, you're doing okay, but I'm not right now. To be very candid and very real, I'm not doing well financially. I've got my stand-up special, which I've sold like 3 copies, 4 copies. Not doing great. Got this other secret project I've been keeping secret for so fucking long that I can hardly even contain it anymore. I'm thinking about releasing it directly on Twitter and then just putting some donate buttons on there or directly on my website. My website would probably be better place to house it. But yeah, go to really glad you came .bandcamp.com. Go to dougathan.threadless.com. Tell a couple people about the podcast. Have me on your podcast. If this gig comes through that I was talking about earlier, and it's weekly, and they said that it's gonna be like a profit share, which sounds like commission, which is not a good way to run comedy. But if there's a flat rate plus the commission, then it'd be a way more interesting offer. Because, I mean, in the entertainment industry, when you're like, okay, you're gonna get paid this much, if blah 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 blah. It's like, wait, let's do the job, pay me for the job, and then if there's stretch goals or whatever the hell you want to call it, then pay me more from that. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's up in the air right now. It would suck to be like, well, guys, we only made $50 each tonight, but still a show. I'm like, that would be an incredible pay for a comedy show. But since there's all this, there's like nonprofit stuff attached, and people who are getting their wines out there are like donating their wines. So we'll see. We'll see how the pay goes. 'Cause what if, man, what if I get this job and then it goes really well, and then everyone on the call is like, "Whoa, we're gonna tell our friends about this. When's the next one? Blah blah blah." Get the excitement up there. Then I could potentially get a place and like put a quick security deposit down, and then just be like depending on this job, but then also be in a domicile again, be in a fucking shelter again, because this inn does provide shelter, but apparently it's illegal for me to sleep in my vehicle, which is so fucking stupid. There was this old guy who, I think he was waiting for a ride earlier. He was like really close creeping on the outside of the van. Probably to A, be like, is anyone in there? To B, be like, what is this new vehicle that showed up in my neighborhood? And C, fuck that guy. So, to protest him being all sneaky and creeping around the van, I started playing some songs on the piano. Because a lot can happen if you just reach out and try and get to know somebody. Now, during these times, again, with COVID, it's kind of weird because everyone's potentially sick. Even if you're asymptomatic, it's this nebulous era that we're experiencing in real time that we've only heard tale told about a long time ago about a pandemic. And it's tough. Tough to just live life normally. It's also tough to live life normally when I don't have a fucking job. But it's also tough to just interact normally with people. I do miss like a nice solid handshake. And for being able to see people's mouths when you talk to them. There's so many slight idiosyncrasies that we do that we probably aren't even aware of, and a lot of that adds to character. Like, oh, who is this person, or how does this person seem? It's like, when you have the mask up, you gotta go with eyes only, and sometimes people are wearing masks and sunglasses, and so you're like, oh shit, well, this person just wants to completely guard themselves Which, understandable under the circumstances. Once there's a vaccine, though, I hope it spreads quickly and efficiently, and I hope that the world can start crawling back to normal. Normal in the sense that you won't have to wear a mask everywhere you go. Some people will still probably be wearing masks long after the fact of the vaccine being spread, because there's going to be people who just don't get it. There's going to be people who refuse to vaccinate against this deadly virus that's clearly spreading through the world. I'd say 2022, July of 2022, is when things will start to seem normal again. But until then, I mean, even if there's a vaccine by the end of this year or by the beginning of next year, it probably won't be widespread and easily available for a long time. I'm saying July 2022. I'm watching The Stand, the old Stephen King TV miniseries, which turns out is a fucking masterpiece. It's pretty crazy and pretty gory, but also safe for TV. Because they were like, well, we're going to do this on TV. It can't be rated R. All right. Set this up. Set that up. And a lot of different people, actors who were either like kind of famous before that point or who got really famous after. It's been pretty fun to see. I'm like 2 hours in, and I'm gonna do another podcast about The Stand. I'm calling it The Stand the Pod. And I can be reached at the Stand the Pod on Twitter. Also the Stand the Pod at gmail.com. If anyone wants to talk about The Stand. I am sure there's so much left out from the show, from the book to the show. But I don't know that. I can't definitively say that. Thinking after I do the episodes for the old series, the new series will be readily available, and I'll be able to jump right in. Who knows how the new one's gonna be? I bet they do 8 episodes, and they're all like 45 minutes, and that's it. Because the TV miniseries was 4 episodes, right? Think so. Yeah, 4 episodes. And the way I'm doing the podcast for that old series is I'm just watching up to a certain point, trying to be good. Finding a good spot to step away and then coming back. Doing it again. And again and again and again and again. Again and again and again and again. Doing it again. Doing it again. It's a real song by a band called The Bird and the Bee. And I saw them open for Bright Eyes, which I believe at that particular show, he was solo. So it was Connor Oberst and Rilo Kiley. So glad I got to see Rilo Kiley play before they broke up. And they put out incredible music. And I mean, hopefully with all of the reminiscing that Jenny Lewis was doing on Twitter a little bit ago points to a possible reunion tour or album or both. Yeah, that would be awesome. So I got going right now. So a friend let me come over, and we stayed socially distanced, and I took a shower, I washed, or I shaved and gave myself a haircut. Not in that order. I shaved and a haircut first, and then I took a shower. It was really nice. Oh, for some reason this UPS truck looks way fucking bigger than any of them I've ever seen before. Give it up to the post office, the USPS, for holding out for so long and for doing a great job for so long. I hope they continue. I hope they're. I mean, I hope the mail-in ballots don't get fucked up in November. I hope that we get Leg 2020, which I'm borrowing from Lacey Mosley, aka Diva Lacey. Divalaci, aka Scam Goddess. Cause she's like, if Trump gets in there again, he's gonna shoot us in the heart. If Biden gets in there, he's only gonna shoot us in the leg. Leg 2020. And that was from a statement that Biden made where he was like, when you're chasing criminals, instead of shooting him in the heart, why couldn't we shoot for the leg? It's like, yeah, no fucking shit, old guy. Like, could do that. Could also defund the police. Reallocate their funds so that they don't even have money for guns. Because fuck guns. And fuck the NRA. And fuck the GOP, honestly. Capitalist hell escape. All right. That's it for this episode. Like I said, I found a parking spot with pretty good shade. It's noon, so it's noon on Friday right now. Hopefully this shade continues for the parking spot. Hopefully I can find some work. Hire me, please. Fucking hire me. If anything creative, I'll be able to do it. If it's office work, if it's I was gonna say landscaping, but I wouldn't be able to physically do that right now. If it's a If it's a Lyme disease, experimental treatment. I think people would pay for those, especially if it's intense. And Lyme disease is fucking intense as fuck. I still have a profile on Seeking.com. I'm like, you know what? Someone wants to take me out for a nice night. Can they pay me? Seems pretty fucking nice. But that website has some kinks. And I don't just mean in the literal way. Or figurative way. I can like someone's profile and I can message them, but they can't see the message. They can only see that I sent them a message or what? Because then I've also seen them send messages and I'm like, yeah, it'd be cool to meet up. And the website's like, pay us $20 a month. And I'm like, fucking fuck you. And it's like for 3 months at $15 a month. I'm like, fucking fuck you. I can't afford that shit right now. Started laughing because one of those sheets of crackers just caught my eye. I should install. Ooh, there we go. Like thinking of upgrades to the van instead of upgrading my life to a domicile. I was thinking, what if? I had a solar, I'm pretty sure I've seen solar toilet before. So basically, I think the solar panel would go on the roof, and anytime I would flush, it would probably go to a different compartment, and then it would just burn all the shit and piss. It's a composting one. Like stuff that needs to get moved around can get really expensive. But yeah, what if I found a way to flip this bench up, put a toilet seat in, then whenever I have to go to the bathroom, just sit back here and do it. And then if it's one of those solar toilets, then it'll burn everything. There won't be a smell. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Just the guy who wants a tiny home mobile studio. And you make that cartoon that I made. And you make those shows that I've written. And even to show off the specs that I've written. Like that preacher spec I wrote. I still think about what it would have looked like on the screen. Same with my Being Human spec for sci-fi. And same with my The Grifter spec for Fox. This has been episode 348 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. And hire me, please.